rockin' good.
Tell me that you like it, yeah. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is The Lois Effect. My name is Elisa.
My name is Liz. Hi, baby girl.
Hello.
Hello. So before we go on all these different tangents, first of all, just let me know if there's anyone on the phone queue.
No.
Okay, cool. So I just want to touch on two emails that came in, one yesterday, one today. First one is from Jen, a.k.a. Amish Comedian. And just kind of a tag on to when she called in about her cat, Raphael. So she says, "Hi, Elisa and Liz. My 15-year-old son just woke up and told me that last night an owl followed his friend and him around the waterfront. He thought it was the cat, Raphael. Everywhere they went, the owl followed. He saluted the owl. Love you guys."
Oh, my gosh.
I know, right? That's crazy. That's crazy, because that was like some on-the-fly call in the show, get a little reading, whatever, whatever. So I love that. Thank you so much for sharing that with us, Jen. Perfect segue to the email that came in this morning. So this is from Tish99 is the handle. Mm-hmm. And she says, "Good morning, Liz and Elisa. My name is Tia, and my question for this morning's show is if my dad, Russ, in spirit, has any messages for me, more so pertaining to relationships and love, of course. Thank you both so much. Have a great day." All right, so I don't know if Tia is listening live, if she's going to download the show, if she's in the chat. Clearly not calling in, because she did it through email. So
email.
So let's just see what comes up, if anything. Look, even the big boys, they don't guarantee. You pay, you know, $200 to have an audience with these people, and there's a disclaimer. You know, very, very clearly stating, you know, we're not promising anything. Don't get your hopes up. And what I'm actually, oh, here it is. What I'm looking for, I just found it. I was stalling a little bit. So whenever I, do the show or give a reading or whatever, there's a couple little things I need to hold in my hand. So I just grab those things. It's actually two stones and then like the silk pouch filled with these very, very sacred objects that I've accumulated over the years. So, all right, so this is Tia, and the father's name is Russ. And too bad she didn't leave any other information, because I'm going to have to dip out. Yeah. I would have just said, "Elisa, take this nugget and go with it as I dip out." But that's all right. So I'm just going to take just a couple of seconds here to see if I connect with anything. Now, the thing is, I'm going to say this right now. When connecting on the other side, with any connection with energy, it's not verbal. It's images.
Right.
So I don't know how far I'm going to get really with this, because we're not interacting. Because right now, the image I'm getting, it's an old-fashioned toolbox, and it seems like it seems almost like it's made out of wood. I guess it's the kind that it like has a central handle, and then on either side there's some compartments. So that's what I'm. That's the image that I'm getting. We get images. So because I'm not interacting with her, let me see. I'm not giving up, but I'm going to be brief, since this is this is like a free quick reading on the fly through an email for the show. So, but I'm just going to go with this. All right, so I'm getting this image of this traditional, old-fashioned kind of wooden toolbox, and my feeling is that tools are used to fix and repair.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that it is a solid, sturdy, nothing new or shiny about it, my feeling, and again, I don't have her to back me up on anything, so my feeling is that Russ, her dad, is using that as a symbol of, like, going back to basics. If it's not broke, don't fix it. That this is something timeless, something traditional. So I think it's going into what do you value about yourself, and where are you going to place those values? Because you're not broken. There's nothing that needs to be repaired. So if anything, the message is to not look at herself as potentially damaged or imperfect. And again, I don't have her to clarify or back me up with this. So I'm deriving that the message is to stay on solid footing, rely on what's proven, valuable, solid, traditional. You have within yourself your toolkit of having autonomy and fortitude and strength within your life. And where it goes to guys, it's not so much what's going on with you, but more not shifting or accommodating core solid values and beliefs just to try to hold on to somebody.
Mm. Yeah.
But not much more than that I feel I can really freestyle, because I'm not interacting with the person. I'm taking a guess with that image, and the vibe from her dad is that he is a man of not many words, but a man of integrity, that he doesn't need a lot of words. It's steadfast. It's like that toolbox. That toolbox could be 40, 50 years old and still solid and still going strong.
Mm.
Yeah, so maybe she'll send us an email, she'll call in, she'll do whatever, but I think I'm going to leave it there.
Yeah, that's plenty to go on, given...
Yeah.
Given what you were given.
Well, I'm blindfolded.
You know?
I'm blindfolded.
Yeah.
My hands are tied behind my back. They threw me in the pit.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. So that's good. Go.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. And I'm just going to check the email inbox real quick just to see. Sometimes that's happened before in the past. Not in a long time, where the only way people were able to communicate with us, they could hear us, but then they were communicating not through the chat on your interface, but through email, which is
right. What
I'm in charge of looking at. I just took a peek now at the inbox. No, I just have the message that she sent earlier this morning. All right, so Tish, I hope that helps. And if you want to dig a little bit deeper, call in the show or email for a private reading. But this is, I feel this is a good place to put a pin in it.
Yeah. I agree.
Okay, girl. Anyway, you posted some beautiful, oh my God, I lost my mind, beautiful photographs of your niece.
Yeah.
And also, too, just the sky. I mean, your pictures have been really lovely lately. So.
Thank you.
Yeah, girl.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Been seeing a lot of beautiful things around me, so I'm happy to share, you know.
Yeah, we need that. And we need to find, look, clearly, it's like a quarter of a year now. clearly, this is moving at such a snail's pace that we can't and I don't know if consciously or unconsciously I was doing this, but we can't put joy or pleasure or happiness on the back burner. It's like, okay, you know what, let's just unpack it. Okay, I thought, you know, I thought we were going to get there by now, but okay, I didn't realize we're on the local. I'm used to taking the express. The only trains running are the local, and it's going to take a minute. So recognize when you can't. It's limited. We can't. I mean, look, people are doing it, but personally for me, I'm not going to get on the plane as much as I'd love to.
Right.
You know, you're not going to get on a boat with your parents as much as you'd love to.
Right.
Yeah, we're not eating indoors in New York City. So that tells you right there. So the fact that looked at it.
Well, you're staticky.
You're sharing that. You know, there's a.
You're staticky right now.
Ripple.
Sorry.
Huh?
Yeah, you were breaking up. You're staticky.
Oh, my God. See, my turn.
I'm not hearing static. I just, your voice is staticky.
I was,
so.
Oh, was it the auto tunes? I was doing auto tunes. Oh, my God. Okay, for my latest single, it's called Static. All right, let me know if that's.
Now it's fun. Right.
Okay, great. Yeah, it happens. You know what I mean? Because I've told you the same, too. Like, it happens.
Right.
It's weird. It's like, and meanwhile, you're not even moving a muscle. And then you hear
right.
your co-host.
There's nothing
they're
you
static.
Can do. There's nothing you can do.
There's nothing
yeah.
you can do
yeah.
except be like a little church mouse. Like, okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to be very, okay. I won't be as animated. Right. Just let me be who I am. Okay. Are you repressing
me?
Stop. Let me be. I forgot. I can't even go inside a restaurant. I can't even see a show. Let me be. I'm trying to make things like all exciting in my mind. Right. Right. But anyway, you're sharing that and that, yeah, that's a very healthy step for us to take is to, regardless of what's going on, but with regard for what's going on.
Right.
Right. Because, girl, and again, I don't know if I talked about this on Tuesday. Oh, yes, I did. But just the recklessness that some folks are having because it's still this hedonistic or quick fix, and then you're rationalizing in your mind, or you're being affected by substances to alter your perception. This is a very sobering time, and yes, to support going through the madness. I'm not mad at a cocktail, a glass of wine, or some medical marijuana. So the speaking of that, I got officially approved yesterday.
Ah.
So, yes, they're going to email me my cup, but I got a certificate. Like, I graduated. You're a mess. Here, you're a mess. And my dear, dear, dear friend of about, oh, my God, how long do I know her? Of about 15, 16 years, who is a very well-respected clinical psychologist. And I love that I'm her friend and not her patient. I love that. Okay. So, but so brilliant. I mean, she's a PhD, so brilliant that over the years I can get clinical insight. And if you marry that from somebody that you trust, that's a good friend, not a clinician, but I mean, talking to you as a clinician, but someone who's a good friend that happens to be so brilliant, but is your girlfriend, it's been a wonderful confirmation or addition of information with just what I pick up intuitively. And she is a staunch atheist, I am so in the closet with her with this side of my life because she can be very judgmental. Mm. And not a peep out of me. Although it's really funny, she's like, you know, how do you know that? You're so smart. Like, you could have been a... I'm like, yeah, I know. It's really funny. Like, I don't say anything. I'm like, girl, if you only knew. Girl, if you only knew, like, my undercover lover. Like, if you only knew. So one of the things that I needed, New York and Good for New York is very strident. They just don't give anybody a medical marijuana card. You have to have a consult, so I did it on Zoom, with a doctor, I guess a psychiatrist, and then, but MD, and then I needed documentation from a clinician who's known me. So I said, girl, hook me up with a letter. So you know everything I've been through. Hook me up. So she knows my history very well. And also, when I was going through knowing that I was going to get divorced or going through that process, in the time where my kid's father was very reticent, wasn't going to sign the papers, didn't leave my apartment, I left.
Right.
On a couple of occasions, and it was horrendous to parent remotely, and it was really one of my lowest times. And I actually stayed with her for 4 days. So she really, really knows, like, everything. So I read her letter. And she's using these terms. You know, she's a doctor. She's using these terms. Mm-hmm. And I thought, I think somebody else reading, well, in 1995 this happened to her, and then this happened, and then this happened, and then this happened, and then this happened. I mean, it was this whole, I'm laughing, this whole list. And words like, you know, post-traumatic stress disorder, one I never heard of, which I think would be a brilliant title for a play or something, I might use it, a term called ruminations of ruin. I don't like, well, I got to Google that psychological situation because I don't even know what that is. All right, but I got it. I'm like, okay, that's cute. But looking at that, and then if I circle back to the last show when I talked about how I fell through the step stool, I told you that story, right? Yeah, where I banged myself up.
I don't recall that. But I know you've fallen a few times.
So. I fell on Saturday. I thought I talked about it on Tuesday. I was trying to help my, because I'm disinfecting my apartment from one inch to another. I've been doing it for almost a week now. I'll be done probably in about 3 or 4 days because I'm doing every square inch. And I was helping my son with curtains. He's kind of taken over the living room, so we got blackout curtains so the sun doesn't. I didn't tell you the story?
Mm-mm. That doesn't sound familiar.
Oh, girl. Okay. Oh, I thought I did. And I step on a step stool that I was actually with Anna about a year ago. We went to Brooklyn. We went to Brighton Beach, and they have all these cool stores. And I'm like, oh, I need a step stool. I bought it with Anna. I'm like, oh my god, this is so great. One of those collapsible step stools.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I thought I told the story. I unfold it. I step on it. My son Jeremiah is with me, of course, but I'm doing everything. And I'm like, okay, you're tall, so lift that up. And then I step on the step stool. My right, both feet are on it. My right foot. Now, it wasn't me, and this is the second time that it wasn't me with falling and jacking myself up. The last time I slipped on water that I didn't see, not my fault. it really triggers me when I fall, because when I fall, I fall bad. I fall really bad.
Right.
That's the thing. It messes me up. And I step on, and for whatever reason, this is like a hard plastic collapsible step stool. They sell them everywhere. Now, look, I got it in Brighton Beach. Maybe I got the bootleg version. I don't know, okay? But it served me well for over a year. I step on it, and like a bear trap, my foot, the plastic just disintegrated. It was like this thick plastic.
No.
And I'm wearing, my legs were exposed. So I don't know if I was just wearing a long T-shirt. I don't even know what I was wearing. I mean, I was in the house cleaning. So let's say I had a very long T-shirt on, so my legs were exposed. My bare legs. Shatters right through the plastic. Now, I'm in the corner window of my living room, and what Anna did last year is she hung a bike rack so that my son's bike can go on there and his scooter. Okay, so this is what I have around me. On one side, I have sharp objects like a scooter and a bike, and then the other side is my son, and like all this shit all over the place because I'm working on, you know, cleaning the house. So there's like stuff everywhere. I fall and I crash. My leg crashes through the stool. So now I'm like a bear caught in a bear trap. And I land, and my shoulder landed into his scooter. Okay, so it wasn't like a cushion. And like the boss bitch that I am, I extricated this plastic thing, and it cut me up. My leg got all cut up because it was like a bear trap.
Yeah.
I'm gonna send you a picture of it. Yeah, like a bear trap. And I said, and Jeremiah's like, "Mom, are you okay?" And I took some deep breaths, and then very methodically, I talked him through. The two of us, we finished our task. Don't even ask me. We finished, and then I went into the bathroom, and then I saw, like, my jacked-up leg. But I'm going to probably visit my mother at some point, so I took a picture of the stool so that I can show my mom what happened. And it just really made me miss. I have, like, a select few gay boyfriends that have helped me since I've been single to, you know, tasks such as this. But because, you know, we're dealing with what we're dealing with, I just sent you the picture. And you're going to see the spare trap.
Okay.
But
Jeez, we come
this
through. Here we go.
Is coming through. Yeah. Yeah, take a look.
Oh, my God.
Thank
wow.
you. Okay, I felt, and that's solid. I don't even know what happened. I fell through it.
Yeah, that's weird.
That's so weird. Yeah, yes. So this, it reminds me of, like, in vintage, this is a very, like, people probably over 50 are going to get this reference because it's a very dated yet iconic reference. In the early days of Saturday Night Live, they used to do these commercials of, like, Bag O' Glass by Romco of, like,
right.
of, like, unsafe toys. So that it was, like, the most unsafe, I mean, oh, my God. And somebody, and one of my friends said, "So where'd you buy? Could you, like, you know, sue them?" I said, "I got this shit in Brooklyn. Like, I got it in Brighton Beach. It's, no, then probably the Russians imported it. It's done, whatever." But with talking on a previous show, talking about no longer needing to tack on the persona in terms of my dating life as the awkward person, that was like a protection. I kind of felt like, because every time I've fallen, whether it's an accident or not, I've actually have lost count over the last couple of years. But I'm going to take a guess that in the last 2 years, I've fallen badly probably about 15 times. Too much. It's too much. And the worst of it was during that time when I was displaced and in the process of filing for divorce because I did all of that, like all that prep. I did that all on my own, like underground, and it was really horrific. So I would say in the past 2.5 years, I've probably fallen about 15 times, not good. And I'm so grateful that I'm not frail. Because somebody at my age could be present that frail, feel frail, have the effects of frail. Like, I'm not frail. I intend never to be frail, okay? But today I am not frail. And I took it as like, damn, this is the death of awkward girl. So I used it as a spiritual gateway. And so that happened over the weekend. And then as I'm reading this letter from my psychologist friend stating my case, I actually felt like it was a badge of honor. And I'm like, why the hell am I going to present as so small and so unevolved and so afraid? I was just like, you know what? Screw that. I would say something else, but it's early. Screw that. Screw that. I'm really proud, because anybody to read that letter would be like, so how's she now? How's she doing? Yeah, so it was kind of like a badge of honor. I think my scar tissue has formed. It's taken a few years. I think that's what's going on.
Mm.
Yeah. And even as I was going to sleep last night, and I had a magical night last night, which I'll tell you about in a second, but it was, you know, when you were talking about the pictures that you were taking, and that you know, I love what you said. You said you see beautiful things, so you're reflecting that. So we're reflecting the beauty. I think that's so important, especially now, right? So I had this really magical day, and as I was going to sleep, and before I go to sleep, I always acknowledge the highlight of the day, because every morning I wake up and I write down in my virtual journal thing, 10 things that I'm grateful for.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking about the highlight of the day, and I said to myself, you know what? And this hasn't having nothing to do with my children, because I adore them and I want to be there with them forever and ever and ever. It has nothing to do with them. But I said to myself, you know, if I died tonight, I will die happy. And I will die knowing that I have exceeded any expectations I've ever had of myself.
Wow.
And that's a good feeling.
Yeah.
So to take falling through a stool and then reading terms like ruminations of ruin and PTSD, and she went through this and her daughter died and then her son this and that and that and then her marriage and abuse and So reading all of that, I converted that into, I don't know what to call, Liz 2.0, I don't know what to call her. So, like, damn. So that's, you know, when we talk about putting your past behind you so you can move forward, but knowing that it's there, that's really healing your trauma. It's there, and your scar tissue is fully formed, and therefore you are no longer at your most sensitive, vulnerable point. Or rather, you're able to be more vulnerable than you ever have been before, because you're going through the process, and I might have talked about this on Tuesday, A Course in Miracles calls it the development of trust.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that anchor of, like, fear, sit down, bitch. So that's where we are.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations.
Yeah, very proud. Yeah.
Like your own superhero.
Yeah. And what's interesting is that I was teaching a Zoom class yesterday for this, I mean, it's so sad, these poor kids. It was a camp for tweens and teens, but they had to go virtual, and it's primarily for musicians, but there's electives, so I was one of the electives, and yay, a lot of them picked me, yay. So there was such a satisfaction, like, I feel like doing things on Zoom, like seeing Zoom theater, it's very hollow for me. So just, it's like, it's not, it's like when you get that Easter basket, you're like, yeah, I got to start with the ears. It's like, hollow, bitch, cheap. Right. So it feels hollow to me. However, teaching on Zoom, giving readings on Zoom, doing the calls that we've done off the air, mastermind calls, mm-hmm. very satisfying, very gratifying. So that felt really, really good. And I had a consultation with the private client. So I haven't seen new guy. It was like weather stuff, schedule stuff, whatever, for a little bit of time. And the thing is, he kind of started this journey of propelling me to Liz 2.0 because of the conversation we had where he's like, awkward's not sexy. And I'm like, Homer Simpson, don't. Oh. I know it's not. Bitch. But I like him differently from the other people, so that I can't play any games. I have to be raw. I have to be honest. I have to be vulnerable, whatever, whatever. I can't play that game. And I feel invested as a friend. I really didn't feel invested as a friend. So because I feel invested as a friend, I can't be awkward anymore because it doesn't work. Ugh. So what's great was that the universe had it that we had obstacles in getting together, which I welcomed wholeheartedly. So I had a cancellation. Now, if I'm doing something professional on Zoom, even on the waist down, I'm going to look cute because it gives me a reason to look professional, to be invested, to go back to the energy of my former life. And I love clothes. I love to dress. I love whatever, whatever. So I'm like, damn, okay, outfit's cute. And we also had something else to do last night, which I'll tell you about in a second. So he works very close by, and this isn't anything, an odd thing to do. On occasion, I'll text him, and I'm like, I can swing by and say hi, like at the job. And he'll meet me downstairs, and we'll take a walk for 10 minutes, and then because he's close. It gives me a really lovely walk. I can run some errands, say hello to a cute boy, keep it moving. It's all good. So, you know, it's productive, it's practical, you know, it's great. So I swung by, had my cute little outfit on because I'm like, okay, I look cute. I'm not going to waste it. Okay, I look cute. Took a little walk, and I could tell just from the energy. He's like, oh, you're going back to, it seems like you're going back to your old self. I'm like, you have no idea. Yeah. Yeah, and it was great. It was friendly. It was quick. If it was 10 minutes, that was a long time. And it was very, very friendly and cordial and grown up. It was just no, like I felt stripped down. I felt great. Did that. So you know that we do this other podcast at night, Coping in NYC podcast. Listen to it, people. It's funny. Very different from this show. Very, very different. These people don't even know that I do this show. Except for my son. Okay? Again, undercover lover. But it's just about how we're coping in New York City with COVID and life, and it's very, very, very funny, and it's four of us. It's my son Cole, myself, my friend Jimmy Burke, who's a wonderful actor. You've met him. He has a nice big part in Wonder Woman 84, whenever that comes out. and his girlfriend Susie, who's also one of my best friends, we're all quarantining in the same building, and she's a incredible performer and has a huge following, especially in the LGBTQ community, and she is a big part of the Stonewall crew. So these are amazing people that happen to be some of my dearest, dearest friends, and the wonderful joy of we live in the same building. So we started this podcast like 2 months ago. So my son joined us. It's really cute. Like episode 3 as a special guest, and then he just stuck around. And it's great to have, which is great. And the thing is, he's not doing it like, oh, mom, like, you know, I want to keep mom company. He could give, if he didn't think this was cool, he'd be doing something else. Okay, so I don't say nothing to him. I'm like, okay, because girl, I don't need you. I'm good with my other two friends, and that used to be mommy's escape, to go to my friend's house, have a kiki, do a podcast, have a few drinks, and keep it moving. And come, you know, that was like my nightclub experience. You know, an elevator ride down. So don't get it twisted. So we found out that the High Line, now the High Line, we've been on it together, the High Line is this iconic place in New York City, in my neighborhood, where it's these beautiful designed, refurbished, elevated railroad tracks that they've turned into this beautiful green open space, and the design is just sublime. People come from all over the world because it's just a magnificent combination of design and botany. So it's all this plant life. It's beautiful. So the High Line has been closed all winter, I guess since January, even pre-corona. And they did an invitation that you had to do through Eventbrite for residents of the area, of the Chelsea area, for a preview of the High Line before they opened it up to the public, but a social distance. So we decided to shoot our new photograph for the podcast because we wanted to include my son, Cole, and we said, well, shit, we'll get our tickets, because they stagger people, social distance. It was the least crowded I was ever on the High Line, because it's always packed and annoying. So it was the least crowded. And I had a concept of I wanted to do an homage to the Abbey Road album. But we would hold things like toilet paper, Lysol, hand sanitizer. And so we got a neighbor who lives in the building, who's a really good photographer. So we just had like this family, friend, neighbor time. We had the whole High Line. I felt like a rich person. My friend Susie, her persona is, her alter ego is a showgirl named Lavinia Draper. So she was dressed as her persona, because that's our last segment. She does it as that, and then she sings a song at the end. It's a really cute format. So, and we talk about politics, we talk about sex, we talk about dating, we talk about food, we talk about everything. And we're basically having dinner and drinks as we do this show. I'm sending you the new picture. So that concept of Abbey Road morphed into 70s album, classic album cover, and I love this picture, so I just sent it to you.
Oh, that's really cool. I like it.
Doesn't it look like a 70s album cover?
Oh, it's great.
Isn't that great? So she's in her bikini top and her bell bottoms and her platforms, and and it's funny because everybody's looking at us like, who are these crazy people? We have two guys taking pictures of us. We're replicating the Abbey Road album, so we're like in a row. But this came out so much better, this other picture, that we decided to go with this because it really captured. So it was magical that we decided to, you know, take a picture, go on the High Line. We don't know when we can go back there again. I had this phobia about, irrational phobia about going outside after sunset. I haven't seen nightfall since since mid-March. I don't know why. It's this weird tick that I have. What was so magical was that we were scheduled to go on the High Line at 7:30. So they had like a check-in points. You had to scan a thing, and then you could use it. And it was great. And it was just for residents before they opened up to the public. So it was empty. It was magical. It was so much fun. And then we were able to walk to the other end, which is very close to where we live. And then we decided to go out to dinner at our favorite diner. You know the diner because you've gone there. Chelsea Square Diner. We did outdoor dining. And then before I know it, because it was late, well, late for us, it was like 8:30. It was the most joyful night I've had since COVID.
So nice.
It was so magical. So, like, when you were talking about, you know, taking pictures of your niece and things that, you know, are beautiful and joyful, yesterday was a pretty joyful day. I taught.
Nice.
I said hello to a cute boy. I did a photo shoot. I went on the High Line, and I went out to dinner with my son and my friends. Hello. What's better than that? What's better than that?
That's wonderful.
No. Magic. Magic in the time of COVID. Even with my ruminations of ruin. I'm all good. What is that? I got to Google. That's a play. I love that title. Got to use that for something. But what does it mean? I'm afraid to
just
look that
so
up.
You know, we do have a hand raised. So
let's take the call.
I'm done. Okay. Just want to make sure because you were in the flow. I'm like, oh, this is good. This is good. So it's just nice to hear that, you know, you've had some really good things happen and
finally.
Breakthroughs, literally a breakthrough, but then, you know. A breakthrough because
literally breaking through. Right. I mean, come on. Does it have to be that literal spirit? Come on.
So, hello. Okay. Area code 519.
Hi, it's Jennifer.
That's what I thought. Hi,
girl. So,
hi.
Thank you for the email.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
That was cool. That was really cool.
Thank you for sharing that. Like, that's amazing. Because we talked, when did we talk? Was it the last show? Was it Tuesday? Or?
No, it was, I think a couple weeks ago.
About the cat?
Oh.
No, wasn't it just this past Tuesday, I thought, no?
No, it wasn't this past Tuesday. It was last week.
Okay, it was a week ago. All right.
Yeah.
A week ago. Okay, cool. Well, thank you for sharing that. So what's going on?
I'd like a card, please.
Sure. No.
For you, no. No soup for you.
No soup for you. All right, let me just pull up the database. Where is it? Here we go. All right, stand by. Okay. I am ready when you guys are.
Pick.
Oh, quick. Okay. The number associated with this message is 328.
328.
Okay. Oh, this is a good message, especially for the mothers out there. Okay. Interesting. When sacrificing for the greater good, especially for loved ones, know this purposeful energy shift is a gateway to a higher state of awareness. I'll read it again. That's great for all the caregivers out there. When sacrificing for the greater good, especially for loved ones, know this purposeful energy shift is a gateway to a higher state of awareness. And the number again is 328.
We do know that the three is about energy and energy flow and also about expression. So that you're expressing the nurturing that goes hand in hand with being a mother, being a woman is enough for that to come out that way.
Yeah, hello.
And so to go, that go-between is the two, obviously. It's that bridge between the three and the eight, which is, you know, the two about being about cooperation and support. So all these roles, the first two, like, okay, yeah, energy, support. And then you get to this eight, which is manifestation. It's power. And it's taking that creativity and that raw material and making something of it and creating something with it. So this is a great message. The numbers that go with it just say it's about you're doing more than what you think you're doing, because of what you manifest and what you create. And it's just knowing that it's more than just the role that you think you have to play. I mean, it ends up being an integral part of who you are. You can't separate that out. Now, to the degree that you allow it to sort of elevate your game or elevate your life, just really depends on your perspective, right? And if your energy is so depleted that you don't have anything left for you, that's where obviously the creation part is going to be a little different. Like, what have you been creating? Oh, well, you know, a lot of codependency, a lot of really hard patterns that now I don't know how to break out of it because I'm part of that. You know, so there can be a lot of wonderful things and there can be a lot of difficult things, but everything's temporary. So that's the flow of energy. The three is a reminder of that. The three is just, it's just energy. And whether you think of it as positive or negative is really up to you on what you are thinking you're creating or whether you're even aware of what you're creating. Great message.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That is
a great message. Thank you.
Does it line up with what you're thinking about?
Yeah, it's, you know, I'm quarantining, I think, for the next 2 weeks, so I don't have the kids. So it is a perfect opportunity to create.
Now, you're quarantining because is something going on?
Well, I went to the States, so when you come
back. I'm sorry?
I went to the United States. Maine.
Where did you go?
Maine, so where the rich hang out.
Girl, honey, they all left New York and they all went to Maine. Trust me, New York's a ghost town. All the people, they're like, no, we're going to go, not here. Oh, so that's lovely. Now it's like if you come back from the United States, God bless America. Canada, you're going to have to quarantine for 2 weeks because you were here?
Yes.
That's good. Because, you know,
I think that's true for every country.
Oh my God! Are you proud? No, America. God bless America. Wow, that is funny. No, that's good though. That's good because it's not safe out in these streets. That's good.
Sure.
No, quarantine girl. So, how long were you in Maine for? How interesting.
Just a weekend. So it's. Makes it tough, you know. For a weekend, you have 2 weeks where you can't do anything.
Well, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Was the weekend worth it, girl? I mean, did you have fun? Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay, Secret Squirrel. Okay. Okay, Secret Squirrel. She got a sash. Yeah. Okay, she prioritizes.
It was worth the quarantine.
It was worth it, girl? Ooh.
All right.
I will take that, please, and wrap this up and go. Can I get that to go?
My ex was so funny with his. My ex texted me, so I said, listen, do you want to keep the kids for 2 weeks? Because if they come to me, they have to quarantine. They can't go anywhere. Well, that was stupid. What were you thinking? I'm like, I don't know. Spend 2 weeks with your kids. Get over it.
Right.
You know,
right.
Please. I don't even have, unfortunately, and I'm not. This is not a criticism. This is just the reality.
Mm-hmm.
My kid's father's living situation is not conducive for anyone except for himself. And I don't mean that in a critical way. It's just not permissible for him to accommodate anybody but himself in the housing situation that he finds himself in.
You know what he could do, though, is take the kids to Maine for 2 weeks.
You know, I was, like, kind of hinting with my younger son. I'm like, because, there's a car, his car. I don't drive, it's not my car. I don't even remember what the freaking car looks like. But within the apartment complex situation that I live in, one of the perks is a parking spot, which is very rare for New York City.
Yeah.
So I'm very fortunate with these. But I'm a lifer, so I figured, you know what? It's kind of like my birthright to have like all the hookups ever, because I've been here my whole life. So he does. I pay for that spot, but he reimburses me because it's insanely low cost. So there is a car that he can go someplace and take the kids, or at least one of them, the 15-year-old at least, because the 21-year-old, you know, he's still living here, but, you know, he's doing his thing under quarantine, whatever. So I kind of hinted around with my younger son. I'm like, crickets, okay. So, yeah, and I'm like, okay, like, you know what I was saying earlier, okay, so we're dealing with the situation. So now in my mind, I just block them out. You know, like if I'm I'm disinfecting, getting my house together, I don't want it to feel like a flop house or a frat house, or, you know, that I'm the mate. Like, everything I'm doing for me. And then the ripple effect is that, of course, the kids benefit. It's like that message that you picked.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's exactly like that message. And again, clearly no one's going anyplace. Now, maybe I can dip out. That might have to happen. I think I was looking at it backwards. I might have to dip out, you know, leave a week's worth of food. I'm like, good luck. Bye. Maybe I'm going to have to dip out. Maybe I need to go to Maine.
There you go.
Maybe you do.
Maybe I need to go someplace because, you know.
Yep.
Yeah, it's crazy. But that's nice. So how long has the quarantine started for you? When did you get back?
Monday. So I I think I go to the 27th.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just you in your house?
Yep.
Are you able to like go to the store and stuff like that?
Nope. So but people have been grocery shopping for me, so they've come by and give me some money and Bob's your own
guy. Nice.
So it's everything. Wow. So everything's like contactless.
Yeah.
Now, do you have to get tested? Is this this whole protocol because you were in the States?
Not necessarily. It's optional. But I found last time I gone to Florida, and when I got back, I went and got tested because I was sick. And
Florida.
They were so
okay.
judgmental of the fact that I was in Florida that I'm like, you know what? I'm not going back there.
Florida, no.
Yeah, that was back in March.
Oh, wow. And look at Florida now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we just, for all the arrogance that the United States has had, you know what? We had to take it down a few pegs, you know, with the exception of New York, because hello. Well, you know, we like had the highest cases, and now we have the low. Like, it's like we do it like, okay, like we just tell us once. Okay, that's what it is. Oh, that's how we messed up. Okay, we got it. And then boom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's no, and I think it's a good thing, there's no indication as to when indoor dining will start. I got a notification from my gym that they're talking about sometime in August. I already know I'm going to not continue my membership. I don't want to belong to a gym. I mean, I have my little setup here.
Mm-hmm.
That scares me. I think that's asking for it. A gym?
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you. But, you know, in defense of the gym, though, people normally would wipe down machines after they use them. So there was already that wiping down going on.
That's true. That's very, very, very true. However, we got to consider demographics. So my gym is in a really popular neighborhood, Chelsea West Village. Okay, so there's people want to look good for their secret squirrel situations. Okay, so if people are going to be secret squirrel, I don't know why I think that's so funny. If people are going to be secret, because we know what that means. I don't even have to explain it. You go, because you were secret squirrel, you were just in Maine. Hello. So you're going to be secret squirrel. and you're going to go to the gym to look cute for your little shenanigans, you know, I don't know. I feel like if you can avoid certain situations, avoid them.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, it's like, I'll go to the hair salon, though, because they do it great. They take your temperature.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the salon once a couple weeks ago, about a month ago when we could. Like the sinks, you're not right next to each other, so you have to wait. So you have to, like, add on, like, another extra half hour to your time that you would normally. That's worth it. Temperature, you fill out a paper. There's no waiting area. You can wait outside. Like, they have it. They do it right. And it looks like such a science fiction movie when you see people doing hair, and then they have the mask, and then they have the shield, and then there's gloves,
right.
And then there's barriers in between. I'm like, what is this science fiction movie that just won't end? Like, but the gym, I don't know about that. Kind of scares me. Kind of scares me. So that's just my opinion. I don't know. Yeah. And, you know, you find ways to work out at home,
mm-hmm.
or do what have you. So that's great. So what's the first thing you're going to do when you are off of lockdown, Jen?
I don't know, because I kind of like the lockdown, because not having to go shopping or anything like that. I have been letting my hair grow, and I think I'm going to have the longest hair by the end of, I can cut it myself, chip, chip, and I'm done.
Oh, good for you.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, my hair is pretty long now. I'm not mad at it. I figured out how to style it, so I don't need anybody to style it. I just need the roots done professionally, because I don't play with that. And even when the guy does it, I'm like, you don't even have to blow it out. Like, just put it in a bun, and I'm good. And I go out with wet hair, and I'm happy. And then, so it minimizes the time in the salon, too. So it's a win-win. But, yeah, it's funny. Like, people with long hair, beards. Oh, my God. Like, the guys with the beards. That's really funny, too. And I would imagine in Maine, but maybe you're too busy doing Secret Squirrel to even pay attention. But in Maine, were you out and about?
Yeah, I did a bunch of stuff.
I'm sure you did. But I'm talking about, so were you out and about?
Yes.
Yeah, so did you see, like, guys with, like, the whole beard type of situation? Because I would think that would be kind of typical of Maine anyway.
Not really. Like,
really?
The people working, like, at the places you would go when people were working, it's mostly kids. So it's all, like, you know, teenagers and early 20s kids. And then the people out and about, I didn't find that there were too many beards.
Interesting. Now, what's the deal with, like, how do they do, like, indoor dining there? Is it restricted? I don't know what the numbers are like over there. I would think they're pretty low.
I think they did have indoor dining. I didn't. There was one. I went to a patio, so when I did eat out the one time, it was
good.
A patio.
I would do that.
Yeah.
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 No.
And that's the same
inside.
Thing here. It's like, if you're on a patio, the patios are all crowded. But indoors,
right.
You can dine in here, but I haven't done it, so I can't really.
No, it scares me.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if you can avoid it, and if it's nice out, and they have it, you know, spaced out. You know, like Elisa, you were talking about, like, the wineries and stuff, you know, that they have it. So it's interesting. But you know what? Good for you. Like, I'm so glad you called in, Jen, because good for you. You knew, because you're a big girl, you knew, okay, I'm going to be Secret Squirrel for a weekend, pay the price happily, you know, doing what you need to do. And we're all in our ways finding and recognizing and acknowledging joy during this time. And why not? Why not talk about that for a change? So I'm glad we did talk
exactly.
about it on today's show, you know? So thank you. Yay.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for
thank
calling
you.
In. Yes. Love you guys. So on that note, if you guys need to get a hold of us, you can email loablend@gmail.com. And we are scheduled to be back on the air this coming Tuesday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. Take very good care of yourselves and each other. Stay safe. Let the light do the work, and to brighter days ahead. Love you guys. Take care.
Take care, everybody. Bye.
Tell me something good.
Tell me that you love me, yeah.
Tell me something.